This is Molly. If you're just joining us, my best pal Max and I were recruited by Max's Aunt Murgatroyd to be part of a secret order of problem solvers. Since then, we've time traveled to ancient Egypt, Istanbul, and the International Space Station. We've solved problems with Pythagoras and Mark Twain. But now things have taken a crazy turn. First, we discovered a bunch of clues left by our enemy, the troublesome trolls. Then, we discovered our math teacher, Mr. Conklin, was also a troll. And then we uncovered a troll plot to uninvent ice cream. That might sound like a lot for a couple of middle schoolers to deal with, but hey, it's all part of the job when you're a problem solver. These are Mysteries About True Histories. It's over. I can't believe it's over.
Believe it, sister. Goodbye, semester. Hello, locker cleanout. My favorite school activity. After soccer, of course.
How did you do on your finals?
Not sure. The important thing is that they're done. Although I'm pretty sure I aced my history test.
I wish I were as confident as you.
Here we go again. Mol, you're like the smartest person I know. A total whiz kid. Problem solver extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire?
Yeah. Someone who is outstanding or remarkable at something. AKA extraordinaire. What could you possibly be worried about?
The extra credit question on my math test.
Oh boy. I gotta say, Mol, when it comes to test, you are extra.
I'm sensing that's not a compliment.
More of an observation.
Well, I just think I may have gotten it wrong again.
Looks like history does repeat itself, huh, Molly?
Hey, Katrina.
Hey, Max.
You got it right?
Of course I did. After our slime war at the beginning of the semester, which I totally crushed, by the way, how could I forget the recipe for slime?
Oh, right. The slime war. That was awesome. No, make that extra awesome.
Okay, if you're so sure you're right, let's say the answer to the extra credit on three. One, two,
87 teaspoons.
Maybe I did get it wrong.
I thought we were talking about slime. What's with all the teaspoons?
They're the total number of teaspoons in the recipe, minus the green food coloring that we had to remember to answer the question. 1 cup water equals 48 teaspoons. 1 cup Elmer's glue equals another 48 teaspoons. And 1 teaspoon borax equals 1 teaspoon. So 48 plus 48 equals 96, plus 1 equals 97. Bingo! Extra credit is mine.
Except for one thing, that's not the recipe for slime.
Ugh, it's not?
Plot twist!
Look, it says right here on our old test. 1 cup water, 3/4 cup Elmer's glue, and 1 teaspoon borax, which converts to 48 plus 36 plus 1. 48 plus 36 equals 84, plus 1 equals 85. Well, what do you know? Looks like I'm right.
Looks like it. Go ahead. You win. Gloat all you want.
Why do I not feel like gloating?
Because you're setting me up for another slime attack?
No, that's not it. I think maybe it's time we stop being frenemies and just be friends.
You know, normally I'd make fun of you for such a cheesy line, but it's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
Hey, look at that! What better way to celebrate friendship at the end of the semester than with a triple-decker ice cream sundae?
It's the end of the semester?
Yeah. We all just took, like, 4 finals.
We did?
Yeah. Where have you been, Brad?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
Forget finals. Well, except our final mission to save ice cream.
Aunt Murgatroyd's devised a coordinated pincer attack where problem solvers across the globe will simultaneously travel back in time to correct all troll interference with the invention of ice cream.
And not only sweet cream ice cream, all the flavors. Chocolate, strawberry, chocolate chip, cookie dough, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip.
Okay, we get the idea.
Butter pecan, moose tracks, and of course, my favorite, Rocky Road.
Ooh, that's my favorite, too. We're so alike, Max.
The point is, are now a part of a larger mission. In fact, we're the hinge of the pincer.
What's a pincer?
It's a tool. Kind of like scissors or chopsticks that you use to pick something up or pull something.
And what's the mission?
We've been assigned to return to the Tang Dynasty, China, 618 CE, where ice cream was invented.
Whoa! Did they invent Tang Orange drink too?
No. Everybody ready?
Ah!
Oof, that was an extra bumpy ride.
Yeah, did you set it to hit every pothole on the way?
How's my hair?
On your head.
The walkie-talkies are working. Come on, let's split up. You're with me, Brad.
Are you sure it's okay to walk through this buffalo herd?
Sure. Buffalo are tame. Except when they stampede.
Stampede? Oh boy, I just stepped in cow pie.
Buffalo pie. Anyway, the last time we were here, the trolls threw us off course by making these buffalo stampede. That's why we need to convince the farmer to graze them on a different pasture.
Got it.
Ugh.
Excuse me. Hi?
Who are you? And why are you walking through my buffalo herd?
The name's Max, and I have a proposition for you. What would you say if I said you could lower your risk of stampede by 100% simply by grazing your buffalo on the pasture over the hill?
I'd say I don't need stampede insurance. Thank you. Goodbye.
Ugh, another cow pie.
Buffalo pie. Hang on, we're not insurance salesmen, we're fertilizer specialists. And these buffalo pies are great for fertilizing your field.
Okay, but what does that have to do with stampedes?
Simple. The grass on the pasture over the hill has more buffalo pies, making it greener, richer, and tastier. Your buffalo would never run away.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay. But how did you know that?
Simple. Walking through this field, we calculated an average of 30 buffalo pies per 100 steps.
Uh-huh.
However, the pasture over the hill has 75% more buffalo pies per 100 steps. More buffalo pies means more fertilizer, which means greener, tastier grass.
So, how many more buffalo pies is that?
75% more buffalo pies means 100% plus 75%, which equals 175%, or 1.75 times 30 pies per 100 steps.
Max, you're losing him.
1 times 30 equals 30 plus 0.75 times 30 is, oh boy, I wish Molly was here.
I think I just stay put. Bye now.
No, wait. 0.75 converts to 3/4. 3/4 times 30 is 3 times 30 divided by 4. 3 times 30 is 90, and 90 divided by 4 is,
hang on. 80 divided by 4 is 20.
Yes! That leaves 10. 10 divided by 4 equals 2.5. Add that to the 20 and you get 22.5, which means there are 22.5 more cow pies.
Buffalo pies.
Per 100 steps.
You make a good point. I'll check it out.
We did it.
You know, I don't remember counting the buffalo pies on that other field. There really more?
A little white lie can't hurt, especially when ice cream is in the balance.
The buffalo are on the move.
Why are we running again?
In our previous mission, the trolls intercepted a delivery of wheat flour needed to make ice cream. This time, we're going to intercept the delivery and make sure it gets to the Emperor's chef on time.
Hi there.
Hello. Can I help you?
Actually, we're here to help you. The Emperor's chef sent us to pull your wagon.
He did?
Yes, he did. He needs this wheat flour ASAP.
Oh, well, in that case, a little help wouldn't hurt. Besides, I'd love to get home before nightfall.
Great. We figure you can go 3 miles an hour on your own.
Hey, how'd you know that?
Lucky guess. Anywho, with the three of us pulling, I bet we could double our speed to 6 miles per hour.
Or maybe even faster, like 8 miles an hour?
Even better, Katrina.
If we're gonna run, let's run. How far do we have to go?
The trip takes 40 minutes one way.
If you can go 3 miles an hour on your own, that converts to 3 miles per 60 minutes, which reduces to...
60 minutes divided by 3 miles equals 20 minutes per mile. If it takes you 40 minutes, that means the distance one way is 2 miles.
How long have you been walking?
15 minutes.
Okay. At a pace of 20 minutes per mile, that means you've walked 0.75 miles.
Which means we have 1.25 miles to go. At a pace of 8 miles an hour, that converts to 8 miles per 60 minutes.
Which reduces to 60 minutes divided by 8.
7.5 minutes per mile.
Yikes, that's fast. So, if we have 1.25 miles to go, how long will the rest of the trip take?
1.25 miles times 7.5 minutes can be broken down to 1.25 times 7 plus 1.25 times 0.5.
That's pretty tricky.
Look, is that a flying buffalo?
Where?
1.25 times 7.5 equals 9.375 minutes. That's how long the trip will take.
Hey, did you just use a calculator?
Maybe. Okay, let's get moving.
The wheat is on its way.
Okay, that's done. Now we wait.
Why are we hiding in the bushes again?
We're staking out the Emperor's chef's pantry. The final thing the trolls did to sabotage the invention of ice cream was swapping out bags of sugar for salt. We need to wait till the trolls make their move.
Then reswap the bags. Got it.
Exactly. But where are Max and Brad? They should have been here by now. Max, come in, Max. Max, come in, Max.
Isn't that Molly on the walkie-talkie? Why aren't you answering?
Because we're supposed to be at the stakeout, not here at the market.
So then why are we here at the market?
Because I don't want to leave anything to chance. We can't just save ice cream. We need to inspire flavors. I just want to pick up a few cool ingredients.
Right. But don't ingredients cost money?
Sure, but we can barter.
Barter what?
Your sneakers look pretty new.
Why isn't Max answering?
Still no sign of the trolls swapping sugar for salt.
Perhaps we no longer need to.
Conklin!
Hello, Molly. Sup, Katrina. Enjoying the Chinese countryside as newly formed friends?
We were, until you showed up.
Say, Mr. Conklin, before you do your evil trolley things, could you tell us the answer to the extra credit question on the math final?
85 teaspoons.
Rats!
I'll tell you what. I'll give you both all the extra credit you want if you give up on your pincher operation.
Really?
No, Katrina, don't listen to him. Never make a deal with a troll.
Oh, Molly, I don't need to make a deal. History will repeat itself. Toodles.
Let's see. They've got pomegranates, pistachios. Do you see chocolate or cookie dough for sale?
No, but they do have toasted barley. Yuck, I am not trading my sneakers for toasted barley.
Max, come in, Max. Conklin's onto us.
What? Conklin's here?
Yes, and he's up to something. Where are you?
We're on the way. Excuse me, how many pomegranates can we get for 2 sneakers?
Max! Brad! I'm so glad you're okay.
Me too, Max.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Where are your guys' sneakers?
And what's with all the pomegranates, pistachios, and toasted barley?
It's a long story. Let's get to the Emperor's chef and reinvent ice cream! I gotta say, this is really good.
Agreed. Who would have thought pomegranate, pistachio, and toasted barley would make good ice cream flavors?
It's the luck of invention. I'll call it pomegranate pistachio crunch. I wonder what the emperor will think of it.
We're about to find out. Look, there's the palace. What do you think Conklin meant when he said history will repeat itself?
Who knows? I'm so over that troll. All I know is we delivered sweet, flavorful ice cream to the emperor. Everything should be fine.
Why is Conklin sitting at the emperor's table?
He's tasting each dish before the emperor eats it.
Oh, wow! He's the emperor's official food taster. He tests to see if the food is poisoned.
But trolls hate ice cream. He'd never try it.
I think he just did, which is why he's gagging. No! The emperor's going to think ice cream is poisoned.
Conklin was right. History is repeating itself. The trolls were one step ahead on our first mission, and now they're two steps ahead this time. Ice cream as we knew it will never exist again.
Wait, I've got an idea.
Two scoops coming up.
Sure. I'll give you four scoops for four sneakers.
Nice, Brad.
Wow, we're already down to our last tub. Good thinking bringing the ice cream to the market.
Thanks, Maul.
That was Conklin's mistake. Who cares if the Emperor doesn't try ice cream? If the people love it, that's all that matters. But how are we going to bring back all the stuff we've bartered? We should probably give it all back, right? It's a small price to pay for getting ice cream back.
Agreed. What would we do with 10 pounds of dried jujubes anyway?
Good point. Look at it. Just look at it.
Entire freezer aisle of just ice cream. We did it, Max.
I'm not saying anything until I taste it.
Yuck! It's all salty.
What?
Just kidding. It's delicious. Gotcha.
Brad. Don't ever change, buddy.
Yum! This pomegranate ice cream is amazing. Want a lick, Molly?
Sure, Katrina. And thanks for all your help.
Well, what are best frenemies for? Max, you're not eating any ice cream?
I'm in the mood for a cone, but I can't seem to find any. Excuse me, where do you keep your ice cream cones?
Ice cream cones? What's that?
Hey, problem solvers. We've got a new problem.
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Dan Gold and Adam Tex Davis, and voiced by Dexter Dangermayo, Molly Smith, Caitlin Gard, Cooper Alexander, Alan Winter, Adam Tex Davis, Sheila Morris as Aunt Murgatroyd, and Mike Praviti as Mr. Conklin. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.